Welcome to Season 2, Episode 8 of Des Moines Backstage, the Central Iowa Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Bocart. Today we sat down with Paris Salzma, Derek Phelps, Michael Garrison, Katie Dorrell, and Carissa Hamill, who are involved with the Ankeny Community Theater's production of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which runs October 6th through the 18th at the Ankeny Community Theater. For more information on this production, you can visit ankenycommunitytheater.com. This episode was recorded on Monday, September 25th at the Ankeny Community Theater, located at 1932 Southwest 3rd Street in Ankeny. Now, let's go backstage.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines backstage.
Backstage.
Des Moines backstage.
Des Moines backstage.
Des Moines backstage.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
Theater podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater podcast.
Des Moines backstage.
The Central Iowa Theater podcast.
Des Moines backstage.
Des Moines backstage. The Central Iowa Theater podcast.
Welcome to Des Moines Backstage, the Central Iowa Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Bocart. Today we're sitting here with some of the cast and creative team of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. This is our first episode we've done with the Ankeny Community Theater, just a little further north than usual. Happy to be here. We're recording live from their green room, which is pretty nice, actually. I really like it. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Good.
We got five people here. Before we start, just go around the table here, introduce yourselves, and tell us what your role within the show is, just so people know whose voice is whose.
My name is Paris Salzma, and I am playing Logan Schwarzengrubenier in addition to the moms.
My name is Derek Phelps. I'm playing William Morris Barfay.
My name's Michael Garrison, and I'm playing Leaf Coney Bear.
My name is Katie Dorrell, and I'm playing Marcy Park.
I'm Carissa Hamill, and I'm the music director for the production.
Great. Thank you. I'm actually pretty excited to see this show. I saw it like 5 years ago before I moved to Des Moines, and I remembered really liking it. And it's not super widely performed, at least not in Des Moines / Ankeny. So excited to see it. For the people listening to this that maybe don't know about it, because it's a fairly new musical. It's not super old. Carissa, if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about what the and if Chris maybe doesn't want to do the synopsis, if anyone else wants to join in on the synopsis and tag team it, go
sure.
Right ahead.
I'll get started, and if anybody wants to jump in, that'd be great. It's a great musical. It's an ensemble musical, which is what makes it so much fun for me. You basically start off introducing all the characters, go to a spelling bee, and they're competing against each other to see who is the best. And it's awesome. There's lots of great characters. Like, we have William Barfay here, who's very obsessed with his name. Right?
Yes.
Great. And we got great characters like Leaf Coney Bear, played here by Michael Garrison. You want to talk about your character a little bit?
Leaf Coney Bear has cats.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Perfect introduction.
That's right? All you need.
It's just the best thing I could say is a great ensemble piece with great music that has some really amazing influences of both jazz and musical theater combined. So it just makes a really interesting production.
It is. It's a good mix of music. And I remember when I saw it, I was surprised at how much heart the show had. Like, I was expecting, you know, just a light little fluffy piece of theater, but it actually, like, it got to the core of me there for a little bit.
I know. One of my favorite songs is the I Love You song towards the end of the production that Paris here sings in.
Yeah, we're going to make you cry.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm
but laugh
tearing
too.
Up just thinking about it.
It's very emotional. It's very powerful musically as well as storytelling.
Great. Well, I'd love to hear from each of you just about your specific character. You can start wherever you want.
Sure, I'll start. This is Paris. So I'm playing Logan Schwarzengrubenier. She's a fun youngster out of the bunch. She's the youngest that is participating in the Bee that year. So she's got a lot of expectations to live up to by her two dads. They're very hard on her, so she always feels the pressure on her at all times. So you'll definitely see some of those underlying themes of all those anxieties that she has. And then I'm also playing the moms, so I kind of pop in and out playing different children's moms and how their background story evolves.
Is there usually double casting like that?
Typically the cast is played with double
characters. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Like that. Cool.
your character, just from the description, also sounds like that girl from Glee a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kind of the same type of deal?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that possible?
She's got a lot of opinions. She, even though there's always pressure on her, she's got to, like, get her opinion out. And she's going to make sure the B is run smoothly, even though the rest of the cast are
fairly incorrect.
I don't think we pointed this out. So these are middle schoolers. So these are adults playing middle schoolers.
Yes, that is correct.
And it's never done with actual middle schoolers. It's always adults.
I've never seen
I
a
would
production.
Hope not.
Yeah. No. And that's part of the humor of it, I think, is that it's usually clearly adults.
Yeah, it's also, it's very fun seeing the actors transition from when they are playing those middle schoolers to when some of them do double as other characters and they're playing parents. So it's a great stretch for all the actors to be able to portray two different sides.
Great. Well, we can keep going around with the characters.
Yes. Derek, I am playing William Barthay. he's the loner, I feel. He puts up these walls to defend himself from everyone because I feel like he's been hurt a lot in the past, and he's here to win, and that's all he's here to do. And I feel through the B that I don't want to give too much away, but some of his walls get broken down, but it's for the better. Yes, as I'm playing with my magic foot here. You don't see this, audience.
Tell them how you spell.
Oh, yes. William's little tick is his magical foot, which he uses to spell the words out in front of him before he spells. So each character kind of has their own tick, which is kind of fun to see what we each do. Mine's the foot.
Oh, what was yours? We missed you.
Logan spells out all of her words on her arm before. And she had the lisp, too. I forgot to mention that at the beginning.
I remember that.
Yes.
Her lisp.
Leaf Coney Bear basically goes into a trance when he spells.
Yes, he does. That's one thing I remember.
And he's a 12-year-old with ADD, and his parents are kind of hippies.
Kind of hippies? They are hippies.
Yeah, they're very
I mean, your name is Leaf.
What are your siblings' names?
Yes.
Marigold, Pine Cone, Landscape, Raisin, and Paul.
What's my name?
Brooke. I always forget.
You always forget me.
But, and his family and siblings are just mean to him. But he still has this great outlook. Everything just excites him. Because he's homeschooled. He's never been to a spelling bee before. Well, he was in the prerequisite.
The preliminary.
Yes.
They can spell. They may not be able to talk, but they can spell.
Yeah, can you spell preliminary?
As long as I know the word in advance.
As long as it's in the script.
Yes. Yes. If it's in the script, then I can memorize it.
We only spell like but handful of words, I think.
Leaf came in third in the preliminary, so he's not even supposed to be here. So that's all just gravy to him. So he gets to have a fun time.
Nice. How about you, Katie?
I'm Katie Dorrell. I play Marcy Park. Marcy actually doesn't have any spelling like ticks or anything because she doesn't need a crutch.
She's all business.
She's that awesome?
No, I'm not. her characterization is kind of interesting because she is good at everything. And so spelling's not hard for her. So she's kind of bored with it, but she does it. And we've kind of taken like, she's like a pageant girl a little bit and like always happy. And then kind of like gets really pissed off at everyone. So it's real interesting. She kind of has like a vendetta with Rona, I think.
Well, and like one of my favorite things that you do is at the very top of the show, you just have this high, sweet, squeaky, just really sweet demeanor. And then as soon as you start to spell, it just like drops and it's just scary.
She's all business. That's what it sounds like. Great.
Oh, and I talk to Jesus too.
Yes.
Oh,
she's a Catholic schoolgirl.
Yes, nice. Direct connection to Jesus.
Direct.
It's true. Yeah, exactly. Well, tell us about some of the other characters that maybe aren't represented here, since we only have a handful of you here.
Olive.
There's Olive of Ostrovsky. She is just a ball of sweetness and adorableness, all wrapped up in pink overalls.
And shy. Very shy.
Very shy. I've What else do you say about Olive?
She spells into her hand.
That's her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
You learn about Olive's background a lot through her parents subtly, which was where the I Love You song comes in. Her mom currently is on a spiritual quest in India. So her mom's not around. And there's kind of subtle hints that maybe her dad may be abusive to her, but we don't really know. So she's got a really sad home story, but she's very bright and she loves her dictionary, and that's how she studies and becomes so successful at the Bee. So it's a really cool character.
So again, some fairly heavy themes. Again, not a kid's show. The website, which is Ankeny Community Theater, theater with an R-E spelled correctly, .com, says this is PG-13. So that's good. Yeah. So like I said, this is our first episode with Ankeny Community Theater. Tell us just a little bit about the company in general. Whoever wants to. I believe.
Why me?
Because you. Did you say this is your ninth show here? Here?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's my ninth show here. We're all volunteers from the board down to the actors, to the stage crew, to just everybody is doing this because of their love of theater, to want to make the best possible theater that they can. And you can tell from the stage and the audience size that it's small, but it's very intimate. And we like having that relationship with our audience. We have so many regulars that come. In fact, we recently had lost one of our regulars, Dolores Van Orten, I believe is
that sounds right. Her name? Name rings a bell.
Yeah. She was involved with the Iowa Cubs and many, many places. She would be here for every show multiple times. And we have other people like that that you just recognize and you can see and just be like, oh, yeah, yeah, Tim's here. And so it's really cool to see all these people.
And it is located surprisingly kind of hard to find if you're not looking for it. It's at 1932 Southwest 3rd Street in Ankeny, which is just north of the big John Deere plant. That's the easiest way to find it.
Ankeny's best kept secret, as we like to say.
And Ankeny's got some secrets, let me tell you. Anyway, well, let's get back to the actual production. What are, and we've talked about, you know, that there are some heavy themes that the show deals with. What are some of the themes? You know, what are people going to maybe take away from the show when they leave?
What I love most about the show is actually the themes, because you start off seeing face almost stock stereotypes of each of these kids. You have the overachiever, the loser, the weirdo, and
we're all weirdos in this. Yeah.
Well, yes, but as the show goes, these stereotypes break down and they're not the people that you think that they are. They have their struggles at home, they have the pressures from their parents. And you see a lot of their home lives start to bleed in by the end of the show. So I think that's a big one, is like parental pressure on a younger generation. Mm-hmm.
Helicopter parents.
I was just going to say that same term. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's political statements like
Logan.
Logan.
Yeah. Logan is her own political statement.
She just loves to throw in what she can. That's currently relevant.
I was going to say, so even though the show was written, you know, early 2000s, are you able to keep it relevant politically?
Yeah, they give you different, the scripts do give you some ideas on how you can pull it in, but we just kind of work on it every night and see what comes out.
Nice, good stuff.
It's never the same two shows, which is always, which I mean, I've said for years that any show, it's never the same two. This one especially, each night is different.
Especially, which sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, okay. You're okay. And it's kind of like headed by the two adults in the show, Rona Peretti and Douglas Panch, which
the people actually running the spelling bee.
Yes. Right. And they are the ones who kind of throw in the extra lines and kind of show where, who gets knocked out when.
Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of the improv comes
in. It's where a lot of the improv comes in.
There is a lot of improv in the show, which is difficult and also fun if you're into that. Speaking of that, my favorite part of the show is the audience interaction portion of it. Yes. I don't know if you guys would agree, that.
I can't wait.
No, it is fun.
It's beautiful.
We've had a few people, and we've
so if you're a good speller, if you're a bad speller, if you like getting on stage, come to this. I don't know how you guys are doing it. I know in the past you just kind of sign up if you want to do it before the show starts. Is that how you're doing it too?
Yeah, we'll be doing something similar. We'll have a couple actors out to pick some people to see if they want to spell and get their names and everything set up, and then we'll call them up at the beginning of the show. It'll be a lot of fun.
And you might win. I don't know. Or maybe you won't. Who knows?
We don't know. That's the fun part of
it. They give you some pretty fun words to spell, though. From
And you can be a good speller or a bad speller. Just come up and see what happens.
Yeah, it's just another it's another fun thing to do at the show. You don't get to be on stage and plays very often.
It's no very pressure. Go with the flow kind of feel. And so
no pressure is not scary or anything. I hadn't ever been here. So if you also haven't ever been here, the stage is not scary. It almost feels like you're in the audience. They're so close, which is kind of nice.
Sometimes the audience will talk back at Ankeny. It's kind of common here. It's very common. I remember I did two shows last year and it kind of threw me the very first time. People in the front row just like talking back right at you. And you're like, really have to be on spot and be like, okay, that's happening.
Well, and so that first show really called for people to talk back too.
Exactly.
It had spots for the audience too.
Right. And that's what makes this space so much fun, is it is so intimate. You can, even with all the stage lights on you, you see their eyes, you see their faces, you see their reactions right away, and it's what makes it so much fun.
Oh, and in this show specifically, the audience has a role, and they are the audience of the spelling bee. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're just watching a show about it. It's as if they're
exactly
there.
And we integrate them throughout the show. We have people going out into and interacting with the audience, tossing out questions. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds like a blast. Yeah, get your tickets, guys. I don't know how much they are, but I'm sure they're not
crazy. They are expensive. $18 for adults and I think 15 for seniors, citizens,
and students as well, I believe. Yeah. But yeah, go to the website. All of the ticket prices are there.
They are.
And it's also on MidwestTix.com. That's how you reserve this.
Exactly. If you get your tickets through MidwestTix, or if you go to Ankeny Community Theater, that's with an RE.com, that'll take you to there. We didn't mention when the show opens, but we will now. It opens October 6th and runs through the 15th, which is that's just coming up next week. So.
Which is actually something new for our theater. Usually shows would run for 3 weekends and do Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee. This season, we've decided to try something a little different. And so it's Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee, and then the second weekend is Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Saturday or Sunday matinee.
Right. It's at 7:30 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mm-hmm. and then Sunday it's at 2.
Yes.
Right?
That is correct.
Okay. I was going to say that's what I wrote down. So and, it is. It runs for two weekends. October 6th through the 15th. So get your tickets.
It's going to be a blast. Make sure you come.
Tell your friends.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, I know. I think I heard Katie warming up. Sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
So get your tickets.
It's a lot of fun.
Thanks, guys. That was it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Des Moines Backstage. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. My favorite app is the Pocket Casts app. Also, if you'd like us to feature your next production as an episode of Des Moines Backstage, you can send us a message on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines Backstage.
Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
The Central Iowa.
Theater Podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines Backstage.
The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.
Des Moines Backstage.
Des Moines Backstage. The Central Iowa Theater Podcast.